yeah. Well, this is the facts. What am I looking for? I'm telling you, at this moment, have you ever walked your community? Have you ever walked your community? Well, here we go. This is what took place yesterday. Well, let's line this one up. This woman had a cold, and look how she sounds. With a cold in New York City, Brooklyn. Oh, shit.
Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as Yeah.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Hold his hand, baby. Hold his hand.
Honey, I stay stone on your love all the time. How y'all feeling out here? Make some noise. It's Friday.
Friday.
I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. No, 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 no. Cause there's nothing like your love that gets me high. Yeah. You're as smooth,
yes,
as Tennessee whiskey, baby. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stone on your love all the time. Make some noise, y'all.
Fucking vibe podcast. Only in America, United States. Here we go.
Tennessee whiskey. What?
You know, he's got the read by books. Let me find out about this. Your store is called We Buy Books?
No, the store is called The Word Is Change, but We Buy Books.
So what is the actual name of your store?
The Word Is Change.
The Word Is Change. This is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm going to ask them. I have two boxes of books that I don't know whether to discard them, throw them away, and I'm involved with my library. So what do I do with these two boxes of books that I have?
To us first, and then show
them
to the library.
No. Is there a way of discarding books? Because if you don't want them, if the library want them, I'm just going to throw them away. Or I wanted to donate them.
Find a free library. I got one, right?
Yeah, and there's a scattered. Is this for the podcast?
Yeah, just tell me. Oh, Well, whatever it is, well, promote yourself. And do you have something that I can, a card or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran for city council around here. So I'm not, a, yeah. I'm just not, a, I never saw the store. I just wanted to come in and get to know.
Yeah, no, but I was just going to put it kitty or not. There's just, and there's lots of things called little free libraries, which different people around the neighborhood set up in front of the house. There's one directly across the street.
I got time.
And so that's a great place to put it.
But when you say, when you, oh, so you don't purchase books?
You do.
Okay, yeah, so maybe I should bring them here and see if there's anyone you want to buy.
Yeah, we look for really like, human offer, and we do cash and trade, so we pay more.
He's just a puppy. Wow. We're working on manners.
All right, I'll wait a couple minutes. I'm going to look around.
I think I just
is this for sale?
Yeah, the posters we have are right here.
Let me see. So this is a, okay, so you sell books, you have posters. How long have you been here?
2.5 years.
That's nice, man. I live right down the block. I didn't even know that. So the name of the store again is?
The Word Is Change.
The Word Is Change. And you got an Instagram or anything?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, The Word Is Change on Instagram. Don't forget the
Okay, The Word. And you just, you buy books, you sell books, you exchange books.
Yeah, we have events.
What? Do you have, is this all your information here?
Yeah, just go to
www.thewordhaschanged.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a bookstore in Bed-Stuy. You need to come over here. This is the Facts of Porcupine Podcast. I'm walking up and down Tompkins Avenue. I live on Hancock. The Word Is Changed has an incredible atmosphere. The store is beautiful. I got a nice guy standing next to me. They got posters and everything. How much is the poster?
Posters are $6.
Okay.
Yeah, celebrating different, it's called the Celebrate People's History series.
Right,
a different.
I'm a community guy. Thank you.
Yeah, and
you got something else? What do you got? Oh, okay.
And this was the event we did yesterday. So,
oh, that's nice.
So Lamp Plaque is like a great, this is the journal.
I got to introduce you to this lady that just wrote 4 books and my brother wrote books. And I did the show yesterday in City Point.
Oh, nice.
Okay, yeah. And this is, what is this here?
So this is like, they published this.
Oh, good. That
journal,
is so cool.
And
nice.
They have like an emergency fund for like Black writers. They give out different grants for people.
When is your next event? You got a calendar event, something like?
Yeah, it's just on our website. Or
I'll go on your website.
Yeah, book clubs, things like that.
Are you the owner?
I am. Yeah, Alexander.
Get out of here, man. Get out
What's
here.
Your name, by the way?
Let me show you who I am. So you can feel a little comfortable. I'm not gonna drop them. I lost 1.2 million. You know the Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on the floor on 4th Street?
Yeah. You did that?
Mrs. Omar, tell her you met.
Okay.
I have a tracking device on Omar.
Yeah.
Wherever she goes.
Her daughter works here over this.
Oh, her daughter's?
Yeah.
She's a teen. I remember when she was a baby.
She just got into college.
She's 16. Yeah. Omar's from Chicago. I own a painting company. I can paint your place with not moving nothing. If you need any help, you let me know. There's a new coating for the floor. Benjamin Moore just came up with a floor paint.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You want to keep it natural, but sometimes if you want to keep it, it's cheap. I do restorations and stuff. But the Word
Is Change.
The name of your store again?
The Word Is Change.
The name of your store again is?
The Word Is Change.
On the Facts and the Porcupine Podcast. We will be talking again. Nice to meet you. Well, I am so fortunate to come in here. We just saying happy birthday with a mother. But you know, we gotta open up our arms, man, and let us do well.
Yeah.
This woman's out here doing her thing, you know. If we support each other, we spend enough money to get something going. The politics has always been closed doors. You know? Now you got these challenges, and the neighborhood is different. And I just got beat. I ran for city council.
Thank you.
I'm swinging. It wasn't a race on merit.
Now, when we were talking, it is gender philosophy. Sometimes, because she pulled me to the side, the lady, she was asking me a lot of things. And when you're mingling with people, you know, you don't want to say gay or trans or black or white. It's hard to fucking say it. But it's always good to say the truth. So now that, I swear to you, I just walked up, I bought juice. you don't spend, you know, you support. If you spend $10 or you, a purchase gives people courage. You know, like me, we need business. We need work. So when we get work, you feel good. You know, when these small artists and vendors and, you know, photo janitors, all these people, these creative folks, when they can make a small sale and they come out, it's good. But then you get to talk to politics. We meet them. We're taking samples. All I know is I spent another 20 minutes. I spent another 14 minutes because it says 14 minutes left on this reel. And as I was walking, I heard the car bump, and the same lady that was talking with her men, gentlemen, they walk. When you hear them, she wanted to know some things because there's some things going on. She's, you know, criminal justice. There's people still trying to do the right thing. So today when Ralph called me and I have, you know, to run out of here, I gave him time because, I wanted to know. And we walked the whole district. He had something on his mind. I needed a break. And we learned a lot about these people.
It was a gender race. That's what I call it.
Chiquita,
I like your artwork, young man.
They bought a lot.
You're doing well. It's all sleeve. I'm scared.
I made sure that this woman that was selling these juice, ginger, and all, everybody puts their flavor on. But they, when I walked up, they had bought a lot, and you'll hear it. And the gentleman had a beautiful tattoo, and it looked like $1,000, but it's a brother. So they had, when I got there, I don't know if she was running out, but there's a watermelon. She's going to say, she's on Tompkins. And what's that street before Hancock? Jefferson, I think.
Like your tattoos, like, right?
Oh.
Don't y'all call them now, tat? Like tat? Thank you. You got about $1,000 on your arm, right?
Yeah.
What do you have? What is Kane? Oh, okay.
So one of my friends, he passed away from cancer, but he always used to wear a heart lapel on his chest. So
yes.
I got the King of Hearts for him.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What did you just get, Masawa?
Yes.
Yeah,
the
hibiscus.
I also have it with wine or rum if you
want to
try it with wine.
Or rum.
Try everything.
If I get drunk walking around the corner, I'm going to blame everything on you.
You can get drunk off a little sick.
Wow, that's sangria, no?
It tastes like sangria. Mm-hmm.
What did you guys get?
They got sea moss gel, They got butterfly peas.
What's
in
this
there.
One here? What
they
is
got
that?
Hibiscus. They got pineapple ginger. They got the one. That's the one with the rum. They got the one with the rum.
What's the natural? What's healthy?
All of them are healthy.
Try the chia seeds. The chia
what's
seeds
this here?
That's the sea moss.
Oh, the pineapple ginger. Yeah. That one's really good. Take a shot of that in the morning, and I feel good.
How much are you selling that for?
They all $10.
Show me the size of the pineapple ginger.
Just the whole this size, the 16-ounce jar.
Yeah. Pineapple ginger. Mm-hmm. Y'all suggest that?
Can
I have a pineapple ginger without waiting?
And I highly suggest it. That one is good.
If you keep doing this shit, that's why you gotta buy every day.
Pineapple ginger, butterfly pea lemonade.
Wow.
Right? See? I told
wow.
you.
Give me the pineapple.
I told you to try with watermelon mix, even though we're about to
You're just teasing the hell out of me.
Here we go.
They got going on. Y'all look so great.
Shining.
Let's just stop playing with me.
I will be back.
Well, I have money and I want to pay. So, what about the Cash App?
Well, yeah, I guess we got to go back to Cash App.
Because my son calls me all the goddamn time for money.
Okay, we just go to Cash App.
All right, so.
It's not working for me. So,
I did have
just put in my name. Just pay. Okay, what use is it? 18, right? Pay and then put dollar sign, and then my name, Monica Herbert. One. They be just changing. Yeah. probably even crazy. Worse because you got to deal with family, hey, other yeah. other shit that is really
did you get
not.
It?
Yeah, I'm just going to show you right now. Reginald Swank.
Got it. Thank you so much for your support. Let me give you a bag. Yes, I will. I got you.
And I'm going to get more of that rum shit so I can get a little
I'll
tipsy.
Give you, going home. I guess
so. You sure will. I know why I'm doing you. I want to support you. Look.
What's that?
Ah, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. I'm on Tompkin and what?
Putnam.
And who am I with?
Literally Lit Cafe. Tahira from Literally Lit Cafe.
Literally Lit.
Yes, because that's
literally got me lit.
We get juiced up over here. That's what we do.
Give me your Instagram. Give me your flavors. And I'll verify it as I taste again.
Okay. So.
Here we go.
We're on Instagram. Literally Lit Cafe.
Spell it out.
LiterallyLitCafe. Literally Lit Cafe.
No phone numbers or nothing. No website.
No, not right now.
Okay, Literally Lit Cafe.
And then you can hit me up on DM me in the Instagram. And then I also have like the best drinks in Brooklyn. We have some hibiscus with ginger and spices. We got pineapple ginger. We also have butterfly
What's
tea
up,
lemonade
young man?
With chia seeds and watermelon mint. Yes, yes.
Don't you? Don't you? I couldn't let you walk by, man. You been okay? What's up to? I'm doing my thing. She got some great juices over here. We're working on.
I thought you were playing pickleball.
Yeah. You good? You want to play one day with us?
Yeah.
So, Saturday from 10 on, and Sunday, all you got to do is let me know.
All right, baby.
Yeah, take my number. Somebody said, Somebody said, This is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. I got my little juice here. Let me get my juice out of the way before my man, he gets to know how good it is. How is it, brother?
Oh man, people simply surrounded her, but
well, you know, we gonna get it.
I'm telling you, I'm glad she out here. I saw her earlier, so I'm glad.
Oh, okay,
y'all.
Thank you.
Are you a New Yorker?
No, I'm from New Orleans.
I know everybody's stepping up here. New Orleans, bring it on, bro.
I've been here longer than I've been that old.
I hear that.
But
okay.
I just moved back to the neighborhood, so.
And what do you do? Okay. What kind of what are you into?
I work in like entertainment.
Film, nice. You know Seed Brooklyn?
Nah.
What? Seed Brooklyn is on Bethany and Halsey. Go check them. Incredible. Brother from what? Coffee shop, plant shops, clothing stores.
Your type.
The Oasis Gallery is a 1,600 foot
free sample
incredible art gallery, entertainment center. You name it. You'll love it. You should put it on the mailing list. Everything. See, Brooklyn is right down the block here. You go to Halsey, you make that right. Go to Bedford. It's incredible. All right.
Which one did you like the best?
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
that's what you gave me too many at once.
Like the one with the chia, I was like, I don't like chia.
Oh, you don't
but
like
it
chia?
Was the best tasting one because it's so sweet. I like
the sweetness.
Kool-Aid.
Okay.
But I really like the sorrel, the regular.
That's the one I got. I got the one for 18.
You got the pineapple ginger.
Oh, I got the pineapple. Excuse
and
me.
The pineapple ginger. Did
you're right. You're
palate,
right.
But that was good.
This a man that knows.
Three samples. Hibiscus, pineapple ginger.
Delicious.
Seamoss jam.
You know, we don't. Yeah. Well, the city's going vegan all the way.
Three samples, hibiscus, pineapple.
Lemonade,
ginger.
My favorite drink.
The lemonade.
Which one is the lemonade? All right, so you didn't run off. Okay, first of all, everything is spelled out.
Yeah,
can you fix it up? Let's fix you up. Because I want you to go. You got four flavors or five?
Look,
you gotta clean up a little bit because this guy fell over.
Free all right. Samples.
So I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's gonna get a little pineapple ginger. So you think so? Well, the neighborhood has changed a little bit as far as what you see, and it's going good, right? Is there still a place for the blacks to stay around?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Like, honestly. Yeah,
which one you like the best? Three samples. Hibiscus, pineapple ginger, butterfly pea lemonade.
I'm not scared of this. I'm
going to
go with the Ray and F.
He's going with the Ray and F?
I'm
going
with the Ray and F.
Which one is the Ray and F? But I missed something?
That's the rum.
Oh, I know. I got you.
I'm scared of it too, but I've never had that.
This is it. We got two sizes. We got 15. We got double the size for
25.
So I don't know if you share it or you
might do
that.
You know what, though? Let me get the big one. I bought the big one myself.
Yeah. And let me get,
what's up with this ginger pineapple?
It's good. You said it's healthy, right? You said it's healthy.
I like it.
Okay, you want a small one or a big one? It
goes
good with the rum, actually.
I know, I like to go, like, that's what I used
matter
to
fact,
do.
Matter of fact, actually, let me let you try it like that.
Hey, look.
Okay, go for it, man.
Oh my God. Here we go. Oh yeah. I bring you good luck, yeah. How are you today? I do a podcast. How is your day going? Can I ask you one question? All right. Well, we always say work together, but we won't speak to each other. It's tough.
Yo, man, I just moved back over here. My neighbor's going to speak to me.
No,
they don't speak by the front.
You do it. Don't say a word.
Do it. I got this guy right next door. He keep the other two bills taken care of. If I had time, I would. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you first move back, you don't want to just go out there all
brand new. No.
You know, but you know, like,
you're walking in your apartment, you don't want the door, the stuff in the front dirty. Take an initiative.
But you know, like I said, I'm taking my, you know, and I have been doing that. Just, I'm glad I got a dude right next door. He
cares about everybody.
Yeah, because you know, like
you own the house or you just rent?
No, I'm just renting. All right. And that's the thing, like, I'm trying to buy, you know.
We got one for sale. I got a brownstone around the corner, two family townhouse on Halls, on Arlington, next to Spike Lee's house. And it's done up.
Oh, I know.
Two decks. They got an open house. We're doing our thing.
What's going for?
They want 3.7. 3.7. Like, when you're working film, have you done your own movies? You done your thing?
You know, I've written some stuff, but I didn't get in it like to do that. And then I had to. It's like I was doing it like on a purpose.
Uh-huh.
When they pay you for it, it changed your purpose.
Sometimes. I hear that.
So you know, I kind of like assisting people. Like I work with Spike. I work with
Spike Lee House. Was that shot the movie? Do the right thing over there.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. How do I pay?
The neighborhood is Browning. This is. So what do you call your age group? Millennium, boomers? What is all this upset?
I'm born 1980, so I'm generation the Zoomers. You know what I'm saying?
What do you call them? Zoomers?
Yeah, they like generation Y going to generation Z. I call them the Zoomers.
And what's that age group?
It's like no, 18 to 25.
The women are beautiful. 18 to 25, but I'm talking about from 30 up. These people are not 18. It's delicious.
That's Generation A.
Uh-huh. It's delicious.
You said,
well, this is the Facts of the Porcupine Podcast. I'm making my way home, and it's taking a long time. I left out early.
Yeah, we do got lemonade. Here, try that.
It's delicious.
You
want
to try
to find out? So that's how it went. And let me just tell everybody, the home is the home. I'm the project manager over there. That house is up for sale. I've been in Arlington, and I don't really know. But I don't think it's really cool. I don't know. I heard, but I know one thing. We'll ever get to this house because it's a beautiful house. Basically, they did a wedding we had.
It's another good, podcast of the Porcupine and Facts experience.
It's changed with the pandemic, so the house is up for sale. There's a realtor handling it. If you guys want to check it out, it's 11A Arlington. You never know. sweet. But you would taste it. It's good because I took a taste of whatever. First of all, the first thing she mentioned was sweet. It was sour. So I kept that in my mind, but I bought some chili. That's good. You're doing pretty good over there. But everyone was stopping. She did just sample a lot. But the one with the alcohol, yeah, I didn't want that. I wanted all that. Sometimes people, you know, you make a good product and you come out and you sell it, you can do well.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Unfortunately, I have to run out. Take care of something. Without a doubt, we're going to post them up in some hours. Great. I walked with this crowd. We walked a long way, met a lot of people. These two people got married. They're from different countries in Canada. And they're all IT people. They're Muslim. They went to big protest. They were Californians. We were just walking in the store saying, all right, we took a photograph of NYPD. I don't think Charles was because they're happy to show off the police, but some police don't want to see that. All in all, this is the facts of Porcupine.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine.
You
got to
find something
experience.
That breaks the monopoly. Welcome. Pressure. Be nice. I got a chance to talk to the family. He's coming out of nowhere. All I need is to come. I'll get it. And they're social. Everything, they're social. That's what the guy said. They're social. So, a long-term community
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
And this new wave, and everyone that I think, most of them that are helping in this campaign, I'm asking, is liberal. And one guy said, and that now they got a candidate. That's going to put everything in things are changing. Whether you're trans, gay, black, women, heterosexual, Israeli, Palestinian, you name it. And they coming, you know, you got school, they gave us debt, we need this, you know, people trying to.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts
money,
Experience.
The income,
welcome.
Well, as things happen, doesn't mean you can't live. So, your children, grandchildren, they push them. They put a new twin spin on it. All of the decades, nobody's been fighting for it. Only because it's got, it matters to them. People do things that when it matters, but for the good of everyone, and then they tribalize the groups. I wanted to know about the family. And if politics is shifting, and they all saying, we don't take no money, we'll soon find out if it's too much.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
We talked for either 30 minutes, 54 seconds, or 49 minutes, 22 seconds. So one of those, I don't know, I don't know. Should we get the live on the air? Well, we'll be hard to push. You know what's funny? If you witness the unfolding of a occurrence or an event, it's a remarkable, it's common.
that's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Let me know soon. We got to go. Take care. We'll be back with a lot more coming. And believe it or not, I don't even really know what I'm doing. As I meet people, I'm trying to get the episode, and they really have to let me see what that time is. Yeah, 2 days. Because it's been a live one time.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
I'm just going to have to put all this on here. That was burnt down. Getting the culture. This time. Don't come with the culture. Anthony. And the distraction of education is
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.